Simply Done, the podcast network.
Can you lower my volume, please?
What?
Lower my volume because my ears are starting to hurt.
Hey, can you turn up the volume for America because the best song in the world is about to rock out?
Oh, Christ.
What's the matter?
Lower my volume, please.
I thought I just did.
No, you just turned it up because he said to turn it up.
What? Okay. What did I do wrong?
Christ.
All right.
Hello?
Perry, I'm trying to do this.
Okay.
Coming to you pre-recorded.
Ow!
What's the matter?
Motherfucker!
What happened? Is it too loud still?
Coming to you pre...
Okay. That's Dan's line.
Turn the volume down. I need eardrums, you pricks.
I'm a fucking prick. Is it still loud? Perry, is it still loud?
No comment.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Down, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hi, once again, I'm your old pal Don Barris.
My name is Walter Malinsky.
I'm the Scare Master, Scary Perry.
Yeah, and we're here.
Yeah, we are.
Seem a little.
How's that?
I don't want to talk about it. And you want to break my eardrums, don't you?
Is it working?
Yeah.
What's been going on, fellas? Everyone's looking really good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Doing stuff? Scare Mask got a new Chicago shirt?
No, I've had this shirt for a while.
It's got the World Trade Center on it.
It's not new. This shirt goes back. It's Chicago.
It's got violin.
It's a saxophone. I've had this shirt since my mom and I went to... The Thousand Oaks theater to see Chicago the play.
Oh, so that's the play Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Do you think that's the best representation the musical. Of your town?
I don't know if you'd want to call it the best representation. I don't call the best representation of Chicago. I don't know. It's been so long since I've been back.
Okay, what's going on
like
here?
You think of it like a song and dance kind of showgirls and flappers and Richard Gere and Beyonce.
Okay, all right. Hold on. I'm so fucking mad, but it doesn't matter. If you've never heard this podcast before, the three of us were the stars of the cult film classic Windy City Heat.
On Comedy Central.
Not to be confused with Chicago, the musical theater play that Scare Master loves because he loves theater. And musicals, and he buys T-shirts from musicals.
Yeah, he sure does. You know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of people normally like musicals?
Scare Master.
If you had to name groups of people that like musicals, like Broadway musicals.
People that like opera.
No, but like groups of people, like Hispanics.
Italians.
What group of people?
Don Giovanni, French. Scare Master, top three favorite musicals.
God
one is what's second one?
No, God is not a musical.
No, it was the third one.
God, I don't know.
Oh, jeez, I hate you.
I hate me too.
Oh, I hate your guts.
Three musicals?
Rent. You probably like Rent.
I never saw Rent.
Priscilla, Cream of the Desert.
You know what we do on this show, which is different than every other podcast, except for the damn podcasts that have been imitating what we do. Is we're a podcast that not only talks about our own personal life, but we'll talk about pop culture. And today, we've got some personal
We
life
got
to
some real
about.
Personal pop culture to talk about.
We're talking about all the musicals that Scare Master loves.
No, we're not going to get into that. We're going to get into something
what
more
kind of
personal.
People like musicals? Usually gay people.
No, not really. I wouldn't call all...
Say that.
Not all gay people are in the musicals. It's see, there's family people, family guys, parents... Let's go back to people in the 50s, and people from the 50s loved musicals.
Yeah, and you know
and
what?
Before then?
Those are the people that were young gay guys.
God.
You know, I got to tell you something, Perry. You know, we have a big show coming up, and Perry almost blew it this past week.
Over teenagers.
Yeah.
Over fucking teenagers that fucked us.
Fucked us?
Me.
No, you fucked us.
They fucked with me. They fucked with me hardcore.
And I had to take care of it.
Thank you very, 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 very much.
All right. Well, I'm tired of taking care of your stupidity, dude. Just to let you know, some guys, some little kids, some 15-year-old kids.
15 and 13.
Is that how old they are?
Yeah.
Where are they now?
I don't know where they're at now, yeah, but I got a phone call from...
I do.
I know you do. Scott called
me
up.
Don't mention names.
Okay.
We don't need any tie-ins to this.
All right. This one guy called me up.
Call Mr. A and Mr. B.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm going to call him... Mr. N and Mr. P.
I said call him Mr. N and Mr. B.
No, call him G, because the people are like, what's up, G? And also, like, make it a weird one. Like,
no, N is the initial of...
like the smart guy, James Bond.
N is the initial of one guy's name, and P is the last initial... the first initial of one guy's last name.
Perry, what did I say? I told you don't mention their name.
A and B. Okay.
A and B.
Now,
who's A?
Scott Phillips is A.
And who's B?
Nathaniel.
What did I tell you about mentioning their names?
You said not to mention names.
I said, and then Ray, what did you do?
But then you said mention names.
First thing out of his fucking
mouth. Then you said mention their names.
Bullshit. All right. Mr. A and Mr. B.
Okay. A-hole, you know who I'm talking about, calls me up on my way over here, and he's crying. I'm only 15. I'm only 15. And your friend Don Barris had a...
Shut up.
He goes, and your friend... He goes, your friend had us attached.
What did I just fucking say? Tell everybody you were joking about that.
I'm joking.
Okay.
I'm joking.
What happened?
All right, go on with the story.
He goes, you had us attacked. I go, I didn't have you attacked, but I says, goddamn good thing you were attacked. Because you're a piece of shit, I says.
What did I just say about mentioning an attack? Are you that...
No, he's
funny?
Got my shirt on. I mean, the shirts that I had made. I mean, the shirts you had made. I don't know what the fuck happened.
I want to talk about this. I realized on the shirt that I got that my image is on this shirt. And do you guys know who created these shirts? Because I think we have a pretty sweet lawsuit on our hands.
It's Perry.
Pretty sweet.
I created one of them.
What do you mean create it? You used my image?
Without asking.
I never said
bullshit. I got approval from you guys.
All right.
See that. Let me see that approval.
I don't have it with me.
Okay, well, I'm going to need to see that pretty soon, okay? So for the next podcast, please bring that, okay?
It wasn't in writing. You guys orally told me.
And I'm going to need to hear that. I need some proof of that, okay? But I'll do that podcast, okay?
I got stickers of it.
What do you mean you got stickers of it? So what else have you done? How else have you ripped us off?
Ripped you off?
It's cool.
Big three skateboards? Those are the memorabilia boards?
You didn't put my image on a skateboard, did you?
No, not yet, but it's on stickers that are supposed to go on skateboards.
Not my image is on the stickers, is it?
Yeah, it's the big three stickers.
Well, okay, we got it. We're going to probably have a problem, Scare Master.
Well, good. It's about time somebody started giving you a problem. You know, because here we are. We're in the middle of something, and Perry tried to quit again. Well, Perry, I want you to tell the listeners, because we probably lost listeners, that we're going to come to the big show, which is 24 days away from now. This show starts airing on the 1st of June, so we are 24 days away from the biggest show of our lives. Now, Perry, people have dropped out. They wanted a refund on their tickets because of your stupid fucking ass this week, saying that you're not part of it anymore.
Well, I am part of it.
Well, you better fucking tell everybody, and
look,
you're not going to quit again.
There's no way I can quit.
You fucking moron.
There's no way I can quit.
What was he offered? He was offered money for a fictitious movie, you stupid fuck, that they didn't want you to use your manager. How stupid can you fucking be? No movie company in the world is going to say to you, hey, drop your manager.
Yeah, right.
And they also told you to drop the big three. So you could do this movie.
Which was complete bullshit.
That's stupid. But you know what? You're the fucking moron who went for it. And then you played this message. Listen.
Hey, man, it's over. All right? You know the voice. Scary Perry, it's over. I'm moving forward. I'm moving higher. I'm moving way better. Listen, I want to find out when I can get that $5,000 from you. Okay? Because I'm in dire straits right now. Thank you.
What's that about, Perry?
$5,000? Stupidity. I asked for more, but it was stupidity.
Yeah, it is stupidity, dude.
I think I asked for $10,000.
Originally,
and
but then you went down
then
to
I
five.
Went down to five.
Okay.
Like a fucking asshole.
Well, you're... This is what's crazy. I don't know if you know this, Mole, but I get
a call. But you're a third guy
over
here.
Shut
the fucking moron.
Yes, you are. Oh, are you a fucking moron? You want to know what happened, Mole?
Yeah.
These guys convinced Perry that he should drop his manager. And what happened to your manager after that?
He had a fucking attack.
Yeah, first I thought it was a heart attack.
Yeah, it went to the hospital. It was a diabetic attack.
Good job, Perry.
Scares the shit out of me.
You don't give a fuck about anybody.
No, I do. I just didn't think. I did not think. I have a problem.
You're on a murder spree right now. Last week it was Eric that you killed.
I didn't kill Eric.
Well, all the results aren't in yet. Mold, what did you hear about that?
I just think it's a really sad thing that, you know, listen, I'm just, we have backup Scare Master. If it was a crime of passion, we don't know what happened, but we know that we got Scare Masters back, whatever the people start saying about him.
Thank you.
Well, anyway.
I don't think it was a crime of passion, though.
What do you think it is, Mold?
I think they were partners. They were, well, not partners, but companions, and there was some... Something happened.
You think something happened on
no.
the money side of it?
No.
Do you think it was a lover's quarrel?
No.
Do you think this guy, Eric, was jealous of the way men looked at Perry? And he thought he was teasing him?
Wrong.
What do you think, Mole? Your honest-to-God feeling.
I think that the two of them were both really intense.
Let me explain to you.
The mountains, they got a bunch of fresh air.
The air is
thin. Let me hear his theory.
You've seen that movie, right?
Which movie are you talking about?
Where the two guys go to the mountain.
Oh, Brokeback Mountain?
No, I think it's the Iger Sanction. But the two guys are all, like, into each other.
Mr. Hemlock.
That's it. Anyway.
Let me explain what happened, okay? Eric had a stroke last November.
We're talking about that murder. Let's talk about the murder that you almost murdered your manager.
Let me finish about Eric real quick.
I don't want to hear about that. We already know. You're never going to tell the truth. You don't tell the truth.
Eric had a stroke on my mom's birthday, November 21st.
Coincidence? I think not. Let's just drop the whole fucking thing. That'll be brought up in court, I'm sure.
What, you're going to sue me now?
I'm not going to sue you. I'm saying that when they do the investigative work and they find out that this guy, it was a self-induced heart attack, fingers will point to you because you were the last one with him.
Two days before he passed.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying, the police are saying right now.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about some musicals that Scare Master might be in.
Oh, really? I'd like to.
You know, we're talking about musical.
I remember a little while ago, yeah.
And Scare Master.
Yes.
You want to hear some of the top Scare Master musicals as the listeners are telling them to us?
Oh, what are they saying?
Some of them are, you might remember these classics from Broadway, Jesus Christ Scare Master.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Scare Master.
Fiddler on the Roof of 7722 Receiver Boulevard.
Shut your fucking mouth.
If I was a rich man. Dun, 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 dun.
How about My Scare Lady? Remember that one?
Yep, I sure do.
How about Once Upon a Neil Leeds Mattress?
We're not really.
Bye Bye Barnes.
Bye Bye.
Bye Birdie.
But Barnes. Who's Barnes?
Bye Bye Birdie.
The Perrys of Penzance.
Oh.
Grease.
Grease Ball.
How about Gays and Dolls?
Gays and Dolls?
You know, another one they're talking about is Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Handjob.
No comments.
So you don't like any of those?
See, this is some of the music guys.
Well, you know what? Hey, Mo, I hate to interrupt you on that. That was very funny. I'm just wondering this. Can you name another podcast?
Yes, I can. Give me 1 second. Early Morning Trout Cooking.
Okay, that wasn't exactly what
That's not a podcast.
About. It is, too, because he's told me about it before, and he sent me links to it. And to me, I don't really care, but being from Milwaukee.
You don't realize that trout's not just for lunch and dinner.
What do you mean? Some people have it for breakfast?
Yeah, you want to catch a trout, you want to eat the trout with the eggs, and have your trout breakfast while you're out trout fishing.
They do that in Wisconsin?
I don't know what they do.
Anyway, let's move on. So let's get on to the meat and potatoes of the show. Now, there are very few shows.
There are.
Well, I would like to make mention, we're talking about podcasts, and I would like to say once again, everyone has kind of been backing down from us. As you know, we put out a challenge to all podcasts. We put out our Podcast Hunger Challenge. Adam Carolla, No Response, Mark Maron, Joe Rogan, Ari Scheifer, Red Band, Brian Callen.
All How about those... Nancy and Rocco? Did they contact you guys?
What is up with Nancy and Rocco?
I don't even want to. Why do you keep pushing that podcast?
Because they're girlfriends of mine.
They're girlfriends.
They're
yours.
Hot. They're smart.
Why don't you bring them here? Why don't you bring them here?
I've been trying. They've
what do they say?
Oh, we'll talk to Don. Have they contacted you?
No, they haven't.
What the fuck's going on, girls?
All right, anyway, the point is we have a Hunger Games challenge where we fight till the death. Then the winner gets all the listeners. No one has taken us up because, you know what? I think that the podcast world is filled with pussies. We are at the forefront of being the first podcast to talk about pop culture and our own personal lives. And now a lot of other podcasts are trying to do it. They don't do it as well as we do. But another thing that they're trying to do, we were the first to do this. We were the first to have a segment on our show where the listeners could get in touch with us by sending us $10. It's time once again for our $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
Now, if you've never heard the $10 shout out before, this is where you, the listener, you can get involved. Give us a little shout out, so to speak. All you have to do is send us $10 cash, no checks, no money orders, that's straight cash, homie, and you send it to 7510 Sunset Boulevard. You address it to $10 shout out, care of Don Barris. That's number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. Now, we have a couple shout outs today.
Yay!
You know, it's funny, Dan, as you were talking about how we should do the Hunger Games with those other podcasts.
Right.
But I'll tell you, one place where you're not going to have to play the Hunger Games is at What the Huck, the best Thai food in town. If you want the best Thai food, go to What the Huck. Don't take my word for it. From the American Hero.
No. That's you're mixing up.
You're mixing commercials.
Yeah, you really did. If you're gonna do it. You take it, Perry.
What the Huck's the best Thai restaurant in Southern California?
It's the finest in Thai.
The finest in Thai cuisine.
What's the number?
323.
Seis cinco cuatro. Siete nueve cinco dos.
Now in English, 323-654. I don't remember the last four digits.
7952.
7952.
I don't know what that means. So that's What the Huck. 323-654-7952. Well, we all eat there on a constant basis, but we're in the middle of something called our $10 shout-out. Now, we have some $10 shout-outs here. Let me read this first one. Oh, this one is in handwriting. You don't see that much in today's day and age. Dear Big Three, I love the Big Three podcast. I frequently enjoy masturbating to Perry in a sultry Italian voice. God. I like to imagine Perry riding me like a great steer and coming inside me as he yells, oh, 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 oh! As an effort...
Master, seriously, man.
It better be a chick writing this note.
Well, I'll wait till the end, but as an African-American, I grin at the sexual innuendo of Perry singing Back in Black, which is a reference to the gay community for having anal sex with black guys.
Sorry.
Is that why you sing that
Never
song?
Never done.
Weird.
Wait a minute. You have sang that song. That's a
I
lie.
Sing the song, but I... Back in I back sing back the song, but I'm back. Not a faggot.
It's been too
but
long.
It's saying here, this is a guy that says it's big in the gay community for having sex with black guys. Anyway, let me pick it up where I left off.
My
friends used to come over, and every time a new podcast came out, we'd wank each other off, to Perry's Corner or to Perry's Movie Time. We were very sad to see those segments go away. Don and Mole, please consider letting Perry have his own segment again. The Big Three podcast is the number one most popular podcast among young, gay, African-American men, and it's all thanks to Perry. We'd love to hear his thoughts on gay black culture. We're dying to know. Did Randy have a big black cock? Big thanks, Jamal. I think this was a guy. His name's Jamal. And he's kind of asking.
Number one.
I know Randy was black.
No,
we know. We both know Randy is not a black guy.
And what are some other Randys? Randy Newman.
Oh, fuck.
Short people got no reason to. Randy Johnson, the Hall of Fame pitcher.
What are some other Randys, you know.
Randy Callahan.
Yeah, but what other ones? That's it. Except for Dear Dan, Mel, and Sherry. First off, let me say I love the Big Three and these measly $10 is no way adequate payment for the joy of listening to the Three Stooges of the New Millennium on a weekly basis. But I'm sending you this money because I know Terry won't listen to the letter until there is effing cash being dangled in front of his slimy, oily, sweat-glistening J.A. of a face. Damn, I can smell his greasy garlic-infused oregano pesto sausage dripping with a splash of his three-day-old yeast-infected crotch rot from here. It smells like someone made a pizza in an Italian fart factory. That being said, I would like an entire $10 to go to Jerry on one condition. That he make it through one G-damned mole play without breaking effing character. Larry, you were supposed to be an improvist or improv specialist. Improvists do not break character, nor do they comment on their performance, especially while they are performing. And as Cole pointed out, improvists say yes to whatever is offered by their fellow castmates. Saying no or denying the other improvist suggestion is like shooting them others in the face with a shotgun filled with your S-covered bees. Effing man up, F.O., and play the effing part, you disgusting rat poop sandwich eater. And hey, Jerry, remember the audience is not seeing you on the podcast. They're hearing you. So when male says you kiss Dan's character, a woman, you could say you kiss Dan's character without having actually kissed Dan. Gee damn, you're a effing retard. So in closing, I would like to iterate to Perry, you effing F, effing give a F about being an effing professional. You effing F-faced, fart, fartastical, flabby, fist effer. And remember, if Sonny said no, there'd be no Sonny and Cher. If Sassoon said no, there'd be no cutting of hair. If Jesus said no, there'd be no redemption to share. And if Mother Teresa said no, who would have washed those dirty engines? Your best, Bill Gilman.
Bill, thanks, Bill. I got another one here. We're going to go through
the... you got to admit, Scaremaster, that's true.
Whatever.
Just kiss Dan during mole play. That's
the guy. I don't kiss men. I don't kiss men.
I understand that. But during mole play, you can kiss them.
Yeah, it is an acting.
Sorry.
Job. Hey, how do you think I feel? I have to sit by you all the time. And you, a lot of times, you've been working, doing things before you. Are you giving me that eye? Your eyebrow just went up. Just like in Windy City Heat. Yeah. Anyway, I have to sit by you. You stink most of the time. And I, do you hear me say anything about that? I go right through
yeah,
it.
Yeah, sure.
Well, we're going to go through our $10 shout-outs as quickly as possible. Here's another one. Dear Big Three, thanks for the greatest podcast ever. Enclosed in this letter are a few presents along with my $10 shout-out as a token of my gratitude. The gift is for Perry. It's a limited edition Mont Blanc pen.
Whoa.
What?
Let me see that.
This is for Perry. It's made out of white gold and platinum, and is priceless. Perry, I hope you will enjoy the pen and put it to good use. Why does he get one when we don't? Is that for reals?
Yeah, it is.
I do have a favor to ask you guys upstairs if they're listening, and that's the bosses upstairs. He gets that, not us.
He got the computer also, by the way, and he still hasn't brought that in for us to share.
That doesn't leave my house. I'll let you keep the pen if you want it.
No, it's you.
He said it was for Perry. Well, once again, we get nothing. Perry gets something. Here, let me, here. Perry, I'm going to try to catch this, okay?
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah.
Maybe I threw it too fast. I apologize.
Tell you what, why don't you thank the people for it?
Thank you, guys, whoever it is. It sent, you know.
Spooky Sam it is.
Says it to me. It's a little skinny for my fingers because of my effing surgery.
What color?
It's black and silver.
Because
the ink. I don't know. Doesn't even work.
Push it hard.
Christ. It doesn't work. It's one of those, oh fuck, fucking assholes.
What happened?
It's one of those pens that when you press on the top, it's a trick pen.
No, it's an electric pen.
Right. It gives you a shock.
No, push the thing. It's electric.
This portion, when you push down, it'll give you an electric shock.
Put it on your tongue and try that way.
Fuck no. Put it on my tongue.
It's used like in the winter.
Yeah, right.
In case it gets cold, you can write with it.
No, it doesn't.
What are you doing with your hand?
I'm numb.
From what?
From the neck surgery.
Right.
The fingers are still...
So you couldn't feel that electrical shock that went through you.
Well, I felt the shock.
Okay.
One thing you're not going to be shocked by is high prices when you get your plumbing done at ASM Plumbing and Porn.
Why are you bringing up those guys?
I don't know. I don't know if there's an order to have
it. ASM Plumbing and Porn is your one stop for all your plumbing and your hardcore man on man porn concerns. That's ASM Plumbing and Porn,
440-731-9338. 440-931-9338. ASM Fontanero y Pornografia.
Terrible. That sound bad?
No. Well, are you gonna do the part?
I work for it. Take it from a real American hero and skateboard enthusiast.
He's no skateboard enthusiast. He's a wannabe.
Terrifying Tim.
Terrifying Tim. Yeah, a complete wannabe. Wants
shut
to
up.
Be me, just like
shut up,
Ruka Ali and everybody else in this freaking town.
What'd I just say?
Shut up.
Hi, I'm Terrifying Tim for ASM Plumbing and Porn. You want hot man-on-man films and top-notch plumbing and piping? Call ASM. Now, I may not be nearly as gay as their last spokesman, but I do know quality cornhole when I see it. Let's unclog some pipes! ASM Plumbing and Porn. Tell them Terrifying Tim sent you.
That's ASM Plumbing and Porn, 440-731-9338. Why do you always put down Terrifying Tim?
He wants to be me!
No, he doesn't. Why would he want to be you?
Oh, first off...
Why would he want to be you?
Skateboard enthusiast?
Yeah, that's
who went back to skateboarding after 28 years of being in retirement? He's not even anywhere near my age, you fuck!
Exactly. He didn't have to wait that long. He was always in the game.
He didn't have to wait that long.
Always in the game.
Yeah, yeah. He started skateboarding back when skateboarding first began, huh?
He was one of the Dogtown Z-Boys.
Yeah, sure. He's a Boston bitch.
But in the Boston version of that.
You know who would know about that? Nick. Because Nick was kind of close to the Doghouse Boys.
Nick is from Santa Barbara.
You and Nick, he wasn't part of that little group?
Nick's a friend of my
you
old...
You know, I just thought
Let
about
me
that.
Say something. Nick's a friend of my old skateboarding... Well, who is going to become my skateboarding team coach, Tom Sims of Sims Skateboards.
May I say something now? Scaremaster was very involved with the early pioneers of skateboarding, like Tony Alva.
Thank you. Jay Adams.
Jay Adams, Tony Hawk. These were... This was Dogtown. Now, the reason Scaremaster was so connected with them...
I think I know.
...was when they were in Dogtown as a Chavo.
Right.
Not...
Raised to the dogs of Dogtown.
Now, oh, God, you're an idiot.
Oh, no.
No. You don't know what you're saying. You don't know. Jehovah's Witnesses are not...
Turn their backs.
That's a religion. Yeah, we then play to dogs.
Called Dogtown.
We're wrong, stupid. Don't make...
Were all those guys in Dogtown, were they all Jehovah's Witnesses?
No.
Most of them were Javajos who were thrown out
of
the church.
Oh, Christ.
Because of skateboarding was illegal in the church.
And Javajos
allowed Oh, my God.
Perry, will you let him talk about
No, because he doesn't know what he's saying.
What I'm saying.
You don't know what you're saying.
False. The Dogtown started because the Javajos who were thrown out
Jehovah's Witnesses.
Skateboards. Well, they prayed to dogs. We're not allowed to pray to dogs.
I did not know that.
They couldn't have a dog on a skateboard pull them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
And the elders of the church saw that.
Oh, my God.
Dogs were our lords.
Please.
Dogtown.
I did not know that at all.
Pretty sure. Scaremaster, true or false?
Why would he lie?
False. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't know what he's saying.
Why would he lie?
Why did I just say it?
Because you think you're funny and you think you're...
He's trying to be funny?
He's trying to be funny when he's an imbecile.
He's trying to be funny. Really? Let me get back to... Hey, guys.
You're the one that's dropping lewds on this thing, huh? Quaalude, Jake!
Perry.
I can't even talk.
Let me get back to the letter.
Go back to the letter.
I do have a favor to ask for the bosses upstairs if they're listening. I'd like the guys upstairs to entertain the possibility of bringing back Perry's movie time. Huh. Now, I know Perry has really screwed up the previous movie reviews. He's displayed gross unprofessionalism when cheated by just reading the back of DVD covers. But I believe Perry can redeem himself. I haven't closed a movie for Perry to review, which I brought back from a recent trip to Agartha.
Oh, Agartha.
Okay.
Where's that?
I don't know. In previous movie reviews, Perry commented that he preferred to critique artsy movies such as the ones reviewed by Ebert and Ernie. Enclosed is such a movie. It's a world-acclaimed movie, Crudo. Oh, I've heard about this. which is the masterpiece of Bing Wang's directorial career. There's no gay stuff in it, no transvestites or any stuff like that. This is the real deal, Perry. I hope you understand I am putting my own neck on the line for you. Now, the movie is a bit long. It is on two DVDs. So if you review this movie for me, I will pay you $20. What? He'll pay you $20. If you do a good job, I will send the money along with more movies for you to review. I work for the company that makes the movie reviews for NTSB. I don't know what that is. So I'm counting on you to do a good job, Perry. Please do not make me regret this. I need good movie reviews with plenty of details on what goes on in the films. I will also know if you copied the info from the DVD cover or off the web. So, this is signed Spooky Sam. Now, he gave a movie, and what I really believe in my heart is we're not going to do Perry's movie time. But you know what we can do? We do have a commitment to play this song. So, once again, it's time for Perry's movie time.
It's Perry's movie time. It's Perry's movie time. Perry's movie time.
Well, as you know, Perry no longer has a movie time, according to the bosses upstairs. So, that was today's Perry's movie time.
It's Perry's movie time. It's Perry's movie time. Perry's movie time.
All right. So, that was another $10 shout out. Mole, we have one more. Would you like to read that?
I'll sure try.
Here you go, Mo.
Very long, Dan.
Well, it's in handwriting.
Dear Big Three, we want to thank you for giving us the best day of our lives. We plan a trip to Cape Cod, Massachusetts, and that a side trip to the Kennedy compound in Hyannisport would be fun. Knowing Tim Perpetic to be a Kennedy, we contacted him on Facebook and he secured tickets to the Kennedy compound town. What a thrill. When we arrived, we found that the lesser known Kennedy served as tour guides. We were lucky to get George Airplane Kennedy and Justice Anthony Kennedy to conduct our tour. We saw the grounds and got a treat when Ethel popped her shower capped head out of the bathroom to say, "Welcome." There's a portrait of Kennedy relative Tim Perpetic shaking hands with President Obama, and someone had placed a Perry Gay ? Sticker on the frame. At the end of the tour, Caroline Kennedy brought out a tray of finger sandwiches.
Oh, wow.
We asked if we could see that famous bridge in Chappaquiddick, where Teddy almost drowned, averting another Kennedy tragedy, but it was off limits. Thanks, Tim, and the Big Three. Sincerely, Harriet Beecher Stowe. Well, it sounds like a great time there in Kennedy time.
Proof once again, Tim Perpetic is an American hero, because even on the Kennedy compound,
people just shut up their tickets to Kennedy time.
Whatever.
Well, that was today's $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
Was that a phone call? Could you send that through for us, please?
Oye, como va, amigos?
Hi, Mr. Adams.
Hi, Mr. Adams.
Carlos Santana. Not even sure it means hello, but I adore how it tickles my tongue tip.
Actually, oye, como va, is more like, hey, what's going on? How's it going?
Who's that? Who's that, Walter?
Si, it is.
Well, muchas gracias, stoned Fia Vergara.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on?
Well, Mr. Adams, why so catty?
Well, yeah, I'll tell you why. I'm sorry, but listen, I'm a bit miffed about last week's PCAST. The whole issue of whether or not Perry snuffed out his dear companion Eric left this listener with a hot mouthful of sour aftertaste.
Well, why,
what the fuck is that all about?
Meaning I found it distasteful. Yeah. If I may. Listen. The Big Three podcast represents something special to the world, and I think we all know that thing is...
pop culture?
Our own personal lives?
Both wonderful, wonderful essential elements. No. What I'm speaking on, and Scaremaster will back me up on this. I'm speaking about something called charm. Yes?
Oh, yeah.
I guess.
Charm. Absolutely.
Yes,
charming.
Charm. Yes. Perry. Perry, be a love and tell these two Philistines what being charming is all about. Go on. Tell them.
Charming is being cool, smooth, and knowing how to fucking pick up on women.
Educate them. Yes, let them know.
Like I just said, being charming
I believe
cool,
I have made my point.
Yeah, I did.
And knowing how to pick up on women.
Charming. We'll be more charming.
We promise.
It's tough
with this. Oh, Walter, you have me once more.
Oh.
And for that, you get a rib tickler. Low ribs, if you know what I mean. Here we are. Are we ready? Which doggies keep the best time?
Perry, do it. Tell me. Watchdog.
Watchdog.
Exactly, watchdog. Perry. Oh, well obvious. Played. Yeah. Love and tickles. Ciao.
See you, Mr. Adams.
Got an Adams.
Nice to talk to you.
Late.
I tell you, it's tough to be charming when you have someone as charismatic as John on the line.
Yeah, he really does have style.
You're quick, though, man. I got to say that to you, buddy.
What?
Which dogs know how to keep time?
Watchdog.
Yeah.
Who knows that one?
You didn't know?
I'm stupid.
No, you're not.
Right now, my head is all fucked up.
By the way, you know what I found out? Perry, you know how like I'll always say something like, hey, Italians are worthless piles of dog shit. That,
yeah, you're
you know,
very good at saying that.
They're fucking
even
worthless.
Though your bosses are Italians at the other at the other jobs.
Yeah, but low Italians are fucking
Jimmy Kimmel and Adam Carolla are not Italian.
I'm not working with Adam Carolla, number
but
one.
But you work for Jimmy and he's Italian.
But he's half Italian.
He's 50-50.
His mother is Italian.
Great.
So what? So he's got that Italian germ in him.
Yeah, what are you guys talking about?
We're talking about the Italian people.
Oh,
and and what I always ask,
and you claim to be Italian.
Perry, am I fucking talking? Shut the fuck up.
I converted to Italian.
I remember when you
from
did
Polish
that.
To Italian.
Well, anyway, when we ask you, name some famous Italians. Name a couple real quick.
Marlon Brando, Al Pacino, Dom DeLuise.
Dom DeLuise
is. Oh, wait.
Right.
Most of them are actors.
But he would always mention Mario Andretti.
Mario Andretti.
Christopher Columbus.
Yeah. Go on.
Well, we found out something interesting about your Italian superhero, one of your big Italians.
Turns out
which one?
Andretti has a deal on Groupon.
No, that wasn't what I was going to mention.
Oh. What are you getting at?
Christopher Columbus?
What about him?
They just found out something very interesting.
Who's they?
Historians.
Talk to me.
Jew.
Christopher Columbus was a Jew?
Yep.
Seriously?
Yep.
Really?
You worship that guy?
I don't worship no. I don't worship him.
What were you going to say?
I never said that I worshiped him.
Yeah, you did.
You did. I don't. The only person I like to worship is our God in heavens that created us, and that's Jehovah God.
He is a good person, but for people.
I've never met him. Never met him.
He was your favorite Italian, Columbus. He found
whatever. He founded this country,
America, and then you turned your back on her.
Exactly. That's what I remember. Well, you know
whatever.
What we forgot? Something very important. We didn't do this earlier, and we probably should have done it at the beginning of the show because I'm sure people are on the edge of their seats waiting. It's time for the Cookie Caramello update.
Drum roll, please.
Okay, now for those of you that don't know, Sonny Cookie Caramello is Perry's father. Cookie was a cook in the Navy, and he served tours of duty in both World War II and the Korean War. But where Cookie really shined, he was a leader in the fight before the don't ask, don't tell policy came into being. Then, tragedy struck. He was ill. He was in the hospital. Then on February 6th, doctors said, there's no hope. It's time we pull the plug.
They didn't say no hope.
What did they say?
They just, you know.
Said?
No, they didn't even say that. They pulled the plug because of him getting healthier.
How about this? In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. In 1992, Randy Callahan, he blew. Scaremaster.
Wow. Isn't that funny? How perfectly it fits.
2012.
Anyway, back to this. Perry.
He's a Jew.
Oh, yeah.
Ish, dude.
Oy vey, Pabst.
Okay.
Perry, Cookie Caramello, alive or dead?
He's still kicking. He's still kicking.
Wow.
And told me that my daughter called him up 3 times since he's been out of the hospital.
Frank Paul called him?
But she didn't prank.
She's like, oh, yeah.
Hey, can you get up?
No, but she's getting me. She's getting me really upset because, you know, I'm trying to reach her, and she blocks the fucking phone calls that my phone number calls on her.
Well, why don't you let Dan call her?
You know who's been talking to her, at least trying to? Rucka Rucka Ali.
Oh, that's cool. They seem the same age, and there's a lot of connection. There's some chemistry there.
Why would first off, how could Rucka Rucka get in contact with her?
She wants to make sweet love on her.
Oh, sorry, buddy. Her boyfriend's in charge.
Uh-oh. Who's her boyfriend?
Some guy in the military.
Luther?
Some guy in the military was living with her.
Oh, you know what? Hey, you know what I just thought? Perry feels free to give my number out to anybody, so why don't I give his number to Rucka Rucka Ali?
Like he hasn't gotten it already?
No, I'm talking about your daughter, actually.
Oh, well, sorry. I can't give that number away.
I'll get it. Mark my words, I know ways to get things like that.
What do you guys want to talk about now?
Well, we could talk
about...
No, we could talk about an update on what Perry's doing, because last week Perry made an announcement that the Big Three is going to go on tour through the 50 states.
What?
I did?
Yeah, last week you said that. That was your idea. Where are we now on that?
I have no idea.
So why isn't he covering his corner?
I don't have a corner. I don't know anything about this.
Exactly.
You were the guy that said it last week.
Somebody contacted me on the internet. It was those children that started all this ruckus about getting us. Christ. Why are you raising my volume?
60 seconds with Perry. Go!
60 seconds with me, huh? And you want to break my fucking eardrums?
No, that wasn't the intention. 60.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Okay, go.
www.scaryperryskateboards.com.
Let's talk about a comedy tour a little bit.
Well, you're not going to get anything about a comedy tour when I'm trying to do a fucking commercial for my skateboard company.
Continue
well,
on your way.
Scary Perry Skateboards. That's S-C-A-R-Y. P-E-R-R-Y, S-K, the number 8, and boards, B-O-A-R-D-S. Very confused. You're not supposed to be involved in my fucking commercial, so shut your mouth!
I'm just saying it's
fucking asshole!
Follow. It's hard for people to follow. Bang. You spell skateboards the way people spell skateboards.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Over and out.
Don't you want to tell them about your popsicle stick things?
I'm not talking about nothing, okay? Over and out.
Time! All right, that was 60 seconds with Perry. Good
I'd
jump.
Love to get some popsicles.
You know what I'd love to do is I'd love to, if people started asking us a little bit more about the big show. We haven't even mentioned that today. For those of you that don't know, we are having a big show where we're recording two podcasts from the World Famous Comedy Store on Monday, June 25th. That's 24 days from today, or the day that we will have this up online. Now, in that show, guest appearances by Terrifying Tim Perpetic, Rucka Rucka Ali, as well as some real surprises. Now, those tickets are $10 in advance, and if you'd like tickets, you can send it to Tickets, care of Don Barris, 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. Now, what we'll do is we'll take your money and we'll get in touch with you, so we need to have you give us a Facebook page or an email address so we can let you know that we have your money. You will go to the list at the Will Call Center at the Comedy Store the night of the show. You will get your souvenir ticket. Now, one thing that we announced earlier this week is the VIP sponsorship ticket. Now, this will not only get you in early to watch the rehearsal, like at 4 in the afternoon, you can hang out there, but you'll also get T-shirts. You'll get
a shout out.
You'll get a... No, I think we're going to do live shout outs that night. Where we'll... Live $10 shout-outs, I think. We'll see how that works. But maybe we should... Well, if you buy a VIP sponsorship ticket, maybe we can get that. We're going to give you some very rare Big Three DVDs that no one has seen before.
And one lucky winner will be going to Perry's house for a spaghetti...
Sorry, that won't happen.
Why?
That will not happen! That's not going to happen! Fuck
you! Trying to win spaghetti dinner at Scare Master.
Wrong!
Okay.
Wrong! 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 Nobody comes to my house except for the people that are invited at my house. Nobody's invited in my apartment.
We'll talk to Nick. We'll just talk
to Nick. Oh, you're going to talk to Nick? Oh, yeah, sure.
So that's one other thing besides the DVDs, we've got some audio things with some rare big three stuff on it. It's some real price. You get buttons. You're gonna get all this, but this is just to make it.
One night accommodation, Scare Masters.
And then,
wrong.
Not. But Maul, before you confuse people, Maul, not everybody that gets a VIP sponsorship ticket is going to be able to have spaghetti dinner over at Perry's house. One couple.
Exactly. Yeah.
A girl, two guys.
No guys.
Right, let's make a rule there. If you do go two guys,
no guys are coming to my house. No guys are coming to my house. No guys are coming to my apartment. They're not coming over.
Spaghetti and tuck them in. Not rocket science.
Perry, this is not a big deal. It's a fucking spaghetti dinner.
Nobody is coming over.
All right, let's make this deal. How about this? They don't spend the night.
They're not coming over, period.
They can nap afterwards. They can hang out. Okay, if they can't sleep on the couch.
Number one, did I invite them? No!
You won the contest.
That's what you get. It's got to be some kind of big prize.
No guys are invited in my apartment.
Come on.
No guys are invited in my apartment.
Well, people are already really excited about spaghetti sleepover.
Everybody's been talking about it. We put it up on the
Really? Sure. Yeah.
Okay, we didn't.
Buying tickets for it.
No, fuck. Well, nobody's coming over because if they do, they're going to jail. They're going to jail. I will have them sent to jail.
What is this? Jail. What is this jail you speak of?
It's like Miley Cyrus, Doc.
Oh.
It's like, hello.
Jail. Hello.
Listen. Okay, Scam Master, I don't want you to be upset about this. Just let me paint you a word picture, okay?
Okay.
You're at home. This is a couple weeks after the podcast. The smoke is cleared. We did the live show. It was a huge hit.
Huge hit.
Sunday night, ding dong, knock on the door in the afternoon, 4 o'clock. There's two winners of the spaghetti sleepover, Scam Master spaghetti sleepover contest. They brought over some bread and some wine.
Run
some spaghetti.
Wrong.
Sausages. The three of you sit around, you talk, you have your meal, everyone relax a little bit, you guys all just take your shoes off, everyone just says, let's just take a nap all together. Everyone lies down.
Fuck you.
Alright, so again, nobody can spend the night, but you can nap, and you do get the spaghetti dinner and the VIP sponsorship ticket. Now here's what,
nobody is coming to my apartment.
Listen to this, though.
No one.
Perry, would you listen? Be professional, for God's sake.
Oh, fuck you. You be professional.
Oh, yeah.
It's surprising me with people coming to my house.
It's not really a surprise.
That's a surprise.
You knew.
I didn't ask. I did not request. I did not allow.
All right.
No one's allowed at my apartment.
That's why it's called the Scare Master Surprise Spaghetti Sauce.
That's why nobody's allowed over at my house.
But you can't spend the night. It's just a nap.
No one's allowed at my house.
Perry, listen.
You're not allowed. You're not allowed. She's not allowed.
Stop.
Now. Right now, no one's allowed over. Wow.
Let me ask you a question. Just listen. Just listen for one second, please.
My head is pounding like fucking crazy.
Do you know what happens in the VIP sponsorship ticket? It's like
the VIP. I give a flying fuck.
Do you know how much they have to pay to get this? They have to make a donation, at least $100. But they could, if they wanted, they could give us $1,000.
It's like they're taking you into the VIP room.
Right.
Your house becomes the VIP room.
Well, then why don't you say you're going to go sleep over at Jimmy Kimmel's house?
Because he has nothing to do with the show. So that would be stupid for us to say that. What we're doing is this. We are trying to get somebody to make the biggest sponsorship donation. Now, let's say that some guy gives $1,000 to us.
That person is in the VIP lounge in Scare Master.
Right. They may win it. They may get to come over, have a spaghetti dinner.
Foot rub, too, though.
No, let's not go crazy.
You know what? Nobody's coming.
Shoulder rub.
No one's coming to my apartment. If I did not invite them, they're not allowed over.
You just did.
Period.
You just did that.
I didn't invite anybody to my house. house.
We just said everyone come over.
I said no one's allowed over. Them. You cannot invite anybody in my apartment. Because you don't live in my house.
Oh, you can give people my phone number that are completely fucking with you.
And you're the one who said you wanted to make spaghetti sausage sleepover surprise.
I remember when you said that.
You remember when you made
Perry,
it up.
Let's say,
I never said it.
Perry, do you understand?
No one's allowed in my house.
Listen to me. Listen to reason.
Reason.
All right, listen.
Reason.
Listen.
No one's allowed over. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
You can't listen, you fucking idiot. Shut the fuck up and listen.
I think we got a listener on the line, a new winner. Hey, caller number 12, you just won Perry's surprise spaghetti sausage.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let me just run this by you, okay? At least listen. Now, what we're trying to do is we are offering these VIP sponsorship tickets at $100 a piece, but they can donate as much as they want. Now, if somebody donates $2,000 to us, wouldn't you want to do something special?
Not come to my house.
Just listen to me. Wait a minute. All right, I'll make you a deal. The winner, whatever he donates, let's say he donates $1,000.
Not enough.
Shut up. Wait a minute. We will split it 50-50. You get, just listen to me, Perry. You will get, if they gave $1,000, you will get $500 just to have a spaghetti dinner. Are you that fucking nuts?
Mm-hmm.
Are you really? Okay, well, we'll talk more about this. So if you want those VIP sponsorship tickets, you do get the DVDs, you get some audio CDs, you get a lot of stuff, plus you get to come early, watch everything, you get special seating at the show. We're trying to raise some money and something very special. I'm thinking it's probably going to be a spaghetti dinner at Perry's place. Yes.
Scam Master really kind of made it clear that he does not want to have a spaghetti sausage.
I don't know that for sure.
Let me just say this. Let me just sweeten the pot a little bit. Scam Master, open his mind up, okay? How about this? Scam Master surprise, shrimp scampi sleepover.
Sorry.
Shrimp scampi!
I don't give a fuck.
You...
I don't care if it's lobster.
Love shrimp scampi.
I don't care if it's lobster and steak. Does. I don't give a fuck.
People love shrimp.
I don't give a fuck what they love.
Why don't we do this?
Shrimp scampi.
Mole, listen to me for 1 second.
Jesus Christ.
Why don't we do this?
I'm not. Nobody's sleeping in my apartment.
They just are going to nap.
Scampi.
Nobody's coming. Nobody's
coming. Let's let Perry decide what meal he cooks. I would prefer
it. Here it is.
But if all of a sudden he says, let's make some shrimp scampi, then that's the route we go. Let Perry make that decision.
There is no decision. I'm not making nothing.
How about this?
Because nobody's sleeping over.
Salt and Boca.
All right, nobody's sleeping over. You made that rule. But Perry, just shut up for a second. Listen, please. Perry, these people are going to donate a lot of money to do that.
Dude, I don't feel good.
All right.
I don't feel good. And I got to argue with you two. I got to fight with you two.
All right, this isn't going to make it to the air, so stop. That's not my fault. All right, here's what I want you to do.
Perry salad.
That's another great idea, but Mole, let me say this to Perry. Perry, please look at me. I'm very sorry you're not feeling well, but let's do this. We'll talk about it. But don't worry, people. We'll convince him.
Yeah, right.
All right, well, let's move on from that. So,
sorry, people, there's no convincing.
Shut up! Shut up!
Eat me!
Shut the fuck up. You want to give my phone number? I'm ready to kill you as it is. You dumb fuck. You dumb fuck.
Nah, here we go.
We got to keep going through bullshit with you constantly. You fucking let morons, fucking 14-year-old kids are fooling you. You stupid fuck.
And you want people to sleep over at my house?
Yes.
Never.
Yes. They're going to take a nap. All right. Stop. Stop, Perry.
If they come to my front door, I will have them escorted away.
No, that's not true.
They will be escorted away.
We'll work on this. We'll work on him. We got to get done with the show, so stop being a little fucking baby, Perry. Stop it right now.
I've got some unfortunate news, fellas.
What is it,
Mole? Lower the volume, please.
We may have lost the account for Popeyes.
Why?
Apparently, they didn't like the direction we were going in. They said we weren't getting that Popeyes from a pond to a podcast idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's not working.
Can you lower my volume, please? It's too loud.
It's working. How about I stick the biggest shark hook I can on the stick?
Yeah, you do that and you throw it at me, I'll kill you.
Perry, stop threatening people.
No, because he keeps throwing the damn thing at me.
Stop threatening people.
He keeps throwing...
Stop threatening people. I'm getting tired of your fucking...
Fucking asshole.
It's not even on there. Why do you...
But I've got a good... Another fish on the line with the guys from Wicked Tuna.
So what's that?
We might be getting some big hooks. Gaffs. Wicked Tuna gaffs.
You know, I'm looking at the clock on the wall, and I see that we got to kind of wrap this up here. You know, and we're going to do this. Maybe the best thing that we do on this show. As a matter of fact, when critics talk about the show, what's the first thing they mention? This next segment. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again for a little thing we like to call Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Play.
Now, if you've never heard of Mole Play before, this is an improv game that we play here on the show. It's where Mole will take a scenario, and we never know what that's going to be. It could be something we've talked about on the show. It could be something from pop culture or your local newspaper. He will then cast the scene. Mole will then direct the scene. Now, I have a question for Mole. Mole? Mole.
What?
What are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Well, hold on your hats, fellas, because we are heading back to the golden age of Broadway. Yes, 42nd Street, where dreams are made, the Great White Way. There's a hot new musical in town, and there's a hot new actress who wants to be the star of that musical. She's willing to do anything to be the star of Chicago, the newest, biggest musical in town. Only one thing stands in her way. The casting agent. Yeah, he's seen it all. But he sees something special. He's still looking for a special lady. Is this going to be her walking through the door? She's got a song in her heart and a step in her step.
A step in her step?
Yep.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, travel back with us to the casting offices backstage of Chicago. Let's see. Okay, Scaremaster, you're going to play the young, out-of-town actress who's ready to make a break. She's got a great singing voice. Got to have a really good singing voice.
Mm-hmm.
Dan, you are the rough and tumble, hottest casting agent on Broadway, Sandy Gallagher.
I gotcha.
I didn't know Sandy Gallagher was a casting agent.
Mole Play!
Come on in here. What's your name?
Hi, I'm,
She goes and sits next to him.
Come on over here. It's a little unusual, but I like your style. Come on over here and sit by me. Right here, darling. Come on, sit down.
What are you doing over there?
Trying to set the mood.
You put something over that.
Yeah, and lighting up a bunch of weed?
Nope. Okay, that's the way he directs. Now let's get back to the scene. Come on, right over here by me.
What's your... She's got a fanny pack. He wants to help loosen her load. She takes a pill. She gets some lactate. What is that, Scaremaster?
It's stuffed out my stomach because my stomach is
upset.
Yeah.
So you audition for Chicago.
Yeah, my nerves are fucked up.
Hey, Mole Play.
Come on over here. Sit right by me.
How can I help you?
What's your name?
I don't even know what my name is right now.
You sound like a very pretty girl.
I'm not feeling good. My name's.
Can I just? Cut for 1 second. Mole, is he playing a woman or a man?
He's a woman, the hottest young actress in town.
Yeah,
Well, give me a name, fool.
Foxy Cavendish.
Okay,
Foxy Cavendish.
Okay, well,
Mole Play.
Well, Foxy, come on in here. I've been looking forward to meeting you for a long time.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good.
Pleasure.
Now, what's your background in musicals?
Well, I played in a Disney background called Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse.
I may say something, Foxy. You have lovely, lovely breasts.
And you're grabbing my tits, motherfucker! Get your hands up before I break your fingers! I'll break your fucking fingers!
Two of them kiss.
Kiss? Kiss my ass!
We just got that whole letter, Scaremaster. It's acting.
Kiss my ass!
Give me a kiss.
Foxy stares at Sandy and kisses him. Put your tongue back in your mouth, Scaremaster.
Yeah, don't get gross.
No tongues, just lips. Not so soft. Not so
soft.
You're
going to raise your fist to me? Just kiss me.
I'm not kissing you, you Why? Fag. Because I'm not doing it.
I can't. Mole.
I will not kiss you. You're a man.
He always makes it gay. He always has to make it gay.
Gay? You mean happy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, happy.
You know what? If
a perfectly beautiful scene between Foxy Cavendish and Sandy Gallagher, a guy and a lady, and then all of a sudden it's like, hey, dudes.
Two guys kissing, yeah, right.
You know, I'll tell you, if you treat the people that win this spaghetti dinner nap over at your place,
they're not. There's nobody. There's nobody coming over to my apartment. There is nobody coming to my apartment. Absolutely, positively, no one coming to my apartment.
Do you know how to
they
cook
show up,
scampi?
They will go away.
Do you know how to cook shrimp scampi?
I've never done it before.
Well, then this will be a first. Then maybe we should stick with spaghetti. So it's a spaghetti meal and a...
Wrong!
Okay, is this the end? I can't work with this guy. He's terrible. He keeps breaking.
They'll go to the corner and sleep on the fucking corner.
We're in a fucking scene, Foxy.
We're not in a scene.
All right.
How about spicy swordfish steaks?
That sounds good.
And that's mole play.
Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play.
I really don't like you at all.
I'm sorry.
I really don't like you at all. Well, I do have to say this. I see the clock on the wall, and yes, the show is over.
What happened?
I don't know what happened. We try to get some business. We try to get people to have a fucking spaghetti dinner over at his place.
I don't want anyone coming to my house.
Nick would be there. Nick would be there.
Nick is a business partner.
He's also
Nick is my manager. He's
right.
My bodyguard.
He will be there for the spaghetti dinner, for God's sake.
I don't give a fuck who's going to be at my house.
All right, well,
but
we
Nick
don't know yet.
Nick
Nobody's
is not
going
to allow. Nick will not allow two men to fucking hang in my apartment with me.
What about
I won't allow it either. I am not. I am not. Oh, fuck you.
You were fine with that. Why is this any bit?
What if it's a male-female couple that wants to make love in front of you? What if that's their game?
What if they just want you to watch?
Yeah.
You know, wrong. It's not going to happen.
You don't know that for sure.
It could happen. It
could very well
Look,
happen.
Wrong. Probably I said it won't.
Well,
so, period.
You said that we'd never have a podcast from your apartment, and we did that. Couple times.
We did that because you forced it on me.
All right. Well,
well this is not gonna happen. This is not gonna happen.
Okay. Well, listen,
this
we
is
got,
not going
right,
to happen.
Harry, be professional for God's
be
sake.
Be professional.
Yeah.
That means nobody comes to my house.
No, that's not what it means. Being professional means to try to act in a professional way. And this is not being professional. It does not mean nobody comes to your house. That is not the meaning of be professional.
Sorry, anyway, no one's invited.
Well, we got to wrap this thing up.
I'm a mad ass.
Keep in mind, June 25th, we're trying to get tickets for that. Send your tickets. I've given you the address before. It's going to be the greatest show ever. You get to see two podcasts live, Rucka Rucka Ali, Terrifying Tim, as well as some really big surprises. Live $10 shout-outs. You don't want to miss it. It's the first time ever in the 20 years we've known each other that the Big Three are going to perform live. So you don't want to miss this. And if you want to reach us on the social network, I'm at SimplyDon1 on Twitter. Follow me. Cool people do. Why wouldn't you? If you want to get my Facebook account, it's SimplyDon. Perry's Facebook account is
Perry F. Caravello.
It's
C-A-R. Excuse me, folks. It's C-A-R. A-V as in Victor, E-L-L-O. I have three accounts.
Okay, and you also have a Twitter. What's that?
ScaryPerry818.
Mole?
I'm on Draw Something, under Mole Something. And also, please, you can also reach me if you want to buy tickets to Scaremaster Spirit Souffle Sleeper.
It's not going to happen.
Okay, you're
it's
saying
not
that gonna now,
happen.
It will happen. And what
Sorry!
Said, the winner
the
of
more
the
you
VIP,
say it's going to happen, the more it's going to not happen.
How can it not happen more if it doesn't happen at all?
Because it'll be more forced. I know how you are. you're going to try to force things into my apartment. No. It will not fucking happen.
I'm just saying that the VIP sponsorship ticket is going to include one winner that gets to spend some time with you, wherever that is.
What her name is, I don't know.
It could be a woman, absolutely.
It better be a chick.
Well, it could be. It's a couple that they will get a chance.
No.
It's the person that makes the highest donation. What if somebody gave us $5,000? That would mean $2,500 in your pocket for having somebody over for dinner. Are you crazy? Anyway, here we go. Put it there, guys. Big three. See ya.